Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are some stories to start your day. Rainbow Board taking cautiously optimistic approach with back-to-school plan. In releasing its back-to-school plan, the Rainbow District School Board says it's adopting a cautiously optimistic approach, and that reopening schools is a fine balance. Area schools pivoted to online learning this past March amid a surge in COVID-19 cases locally. Schools across the province eventually followed suit, and, as was also the case in 2020, the school year was finished via virtual learning. The first day of school for all four local school boards is September 7. Much has been said about the impact of school closures on children, said the Rainbow Board's outgoing director of education, Norm Blossig, at a special meeting of the board on August 10, where he made a presentation on school reopening. In the planning for the reopening of Rainbow schools, therefore, it is critical that we balance the risk of infection and transmission of COVID-19 in children with the impact of school closures on their physical and mental health. We all want to see children and young people back in the classroom, reconnecting with their teachers, support staff, administrators, and of course, their peers. The board is now asking parents and guardians whether they wish their children to attend school for the 2021-22 school year in person or via virtual school, an option Ontario boards are still required to provide. That survey, released Wednesday, must be completed by noon on Monday, August 16. It can be accessed at rainbowschools.ca. Read our full story here. Ontario isolation, school dismissal rules now depend on vaccination status. Fully vaccinated Ontarians considered close contacts of someone who has tested positive for COVID-19 won't have to isolate unless they develop symptoms or are directed to do so by public health. The new rule is part of updated provincial guidance issued today on managing virus outbreaks, including in schools. In its school-specific guidance, the province says fully immunized high-risk contacts of positive or likely COVID-19 cases don't have to isolate or be dismissed from classes unless they have symptoms. Vaccinated individuals with symptoms who receive a negative COVID-19 test result can return to school if their symptoms improve over 24 hours, or after 48 hours if they had gastrointestinal symptoms. Unvaccinated, high-risk contacts of positive or likely cases need to isolate for 10 days, and it's recommended that they take a COVID-19 test 7 days into their isolation. The province says household members of those who are close contacts of positive cases have to abide by similar rules. Crown withdraws sexual assault charges against Frank Marasco. Sexual assault charges against well-known former hairstylist Frank Marasco have been withdrawn by the Crown. Assistant Crown Attorney Terry Waltonbury told the court on Tuesday there have been difficulties in prosecuting the case, as well as a number of delays, and said it would be in the public interest to resolve the matter through a common law peace bond. The peace bond is for 12 months. Marasco is to have no communication with his two complainants. A trial date for one of the two sexual assault charges had been scheduled for November this year. Marasco's defense lawyer, Michael Lacey, said they were prepared to proceed to trial, and had the Crown persisted with the prosecution, we were confident that Frank would have been found not guilty. Read more here. Bus travelers to Sudbury might have been exposed to COVID-19 on Monday. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has advised of a potential public exposure to COVID-19 for highway coach bus travelers earlier this week. PHSD said a potential exposure to COVID-19 might have occurred for anyone who traveled on Ontario Northland Bus Route 1219 on Monday, August 9, 2021. This was an Ontario Northland bus that departed Toronto's Yorkdale station at 2 p.m. bound for Sudbury. Get more information in our full story. Health unit issues warning about bacteria levels in Ramsey Lake in Sudbury. Routine water samples from Ramsey Lake in Sudbury have turned up higher than acceptable bacteria levels. Public Health Sudbury and Districts said Tuesday it has posted swimming advisory signs informing the public that beach water quality is not suitable for recreational use at this time. This follows routine water sampling, said PHSD. The advisories apply to Maintenance Beach and the Northern Water Sports Center Beach. The health unit said that swimming advisories are precautionary notices that inform the public about specific risks to health and safety. Going into the water when bacteria are present in high concentrations puts bathers at risk for infections. Illness can occur if swimmers swallow beach water, if water gets into their ears, eyes, or nose, or if it comes in contact with open wounds, said the health unit notice. STC wants to end the summer with a drag show, that is Sudbury Theatre Centre wants you to end the summer with a drag show, that is, happening August 27. One More Drag is hosted by Lady Anya Face, along with Jezebel and Stacey Woods, and STC will be offering a VIP experience by offering all their seating on the actual stage. 15 tables of a maximum of 4 people per table, no single tickets sold, will get to experience a drag show in a completely new, COVID-safe way. If you would like to find out more or purchase tickets, you can click here. Read more about this story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Thursday weather. It's going to be a gorgeous summer day. Thursday will be mainly sunny. Wind becoming southwest 20 km per hour gusting to 40 in the morning. High 25. Humidex 30. UV index 8 or very high. Thursday night will be clear and a low of 14°C.